past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gracie and Alice with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland Rental Authority is accused of failing to prosecute law-breaking landlords and protecting tenants after it was revealed they have not prosecuted a landlord or agent for more than 2 years. Over the 2021-2022 period, the RTA investigated 549 alleged offences by landlords and agents, upholding about 70% of these with no prosecutions launched. Housing advocates are campaigning for a new mandatory code of conduct for landlords and agents and for more action to be taken to better protect tenants. Chief of the Real Estate Institute of Queensland, Antonia Mersorella, says it's important to prosecute in some cases, as it's important for the community to understand there are consequences for wrongdoings.
Endurance riders have flocked to Winton to embark on a 220-kilometre journey to Longreach in a revival of a historical competition. The challenging journey began in 1980 and was originally created by artist Hugh Sawney as a fundraiser for the Stockman's Hall of Fame and was soon regarded as one of the most grueling rides in Australia. The event has been brought back to celebrate the Queensland Country Women's Association's 100-year anniversary and is raising funds for the Royal Flying Doctors and Angel Flight. This year saw 32 competitors with ages ranging from 10 to 70, with this year's winner being Andrea Laws King, finishing in 17 hours and 10 minutes.
In national news, Western and South Australia have put in place laws to ban single-use plastic, aimed to be completely phased out by 2024. Their state-based action plans are assisting in minimising the use of single-use plastic, although other states are moving at a slower pace. Each year, Australians consume close to 3.5 million tonnes of plastic, with single-use plastics making up about 30% of that. Commitment to phasing out single-use coffee cups, produce bags and takeaway containers remains inconsistent across Australian states and territories, making it difficult to reduce waste and landfill nationwide.
The four Australian Defence Force personnel who were on board a Taipan helicopter that crashed into waters near Hamilton Island on Friday night have been identified. Captain Daniel Lyon, Lieutenant Maxwell Nugent, Warrant Officer Class 2 Joseph Laycock and Corporal Alexander Nags were on board the MRH-90 helicopter that crashed into the ocean during a training exercise. Lieutenant General Simon Stewart, Chief of the Australian Army, says, quote, "My thoughts and prayers are with their families and their mates here at the 6th Aviation Regiment as they wait for more news about their loved ones."
In international news, football's world governing body, FIFA, has resisted calls to recognise the Afghan women's football team living in exile in Australia, forced to watch the Women's World Cup from the sidelines. In a statement to SBS, FIFA said it does not have the right to officially recognise any team unless it is first recognised by the concerned member association. The team escaped on an Australian evacuation flight in August 2021. But many relatives stayed behind as darkness descended on their country. In the absence of recognition from FIFA came solidarity from ministers and dignitaries in Australia, including Minister Wong. The dream for these players is the next World Cup, playing in a team of sisters united by a love of the game.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org to read more.